No doubt you've noticed it at your grocery store. Food prices keep going up. There are plenty of reasons. With food producers struggling with shortages, bottlenecks, transportation, weather, and labor woes.
To talk about this, we're joined by Laura Riley, who writes about the business of food for the Washington Post. Laura, good morning. We're 18 months into this pandemic. Why are there still supply chain problems?
Well, it's a complex series of things. So if you're talking about the foods in the center of the grocery store, the kind of shelf stable, the boxes and cans and whatnot, a lot of those foods contain dozens of ingredients sourced from around the globe. And we're still seeing those hiccups in transportation because of things like shipping container prices. So it's those things coupled with packaging prices increases across the board. So it's kind of coming from all different directions.
Laura, are there certain foods that are especially hard to find on the store shelves now? For instance, chicken, which is popular with so many people.
Well, so we're not so much finding things missing, like the great toilet paper shortage of last year. But we are seeing incredible hikes in things like meat and poultry, 15.7% up from prices in July of, you know, pre-pandemic. And some of that is because of those labor shortages in the meat processing plant. So if you notice, you'll find bone-in, skin-on chicken breasts right now, sometimes significantly cheaper or more abundant than boneless, skinless. And that's just because of that labor problem.
And is the labor problem to blame here, or is something else about packaging problems contributing to sending the prices higher?
Well, those packaging problems have multiple sources. So the Texas freeze last winter saw the closing of a lot of plastics companies, and that is still causing a shortage there. So if you're talking about shrink wrap or those kinds of things, aluminum is at an all-time high. So think about canned goods or aluminum foil, and then wooden pallets. There's a shortage of those because of mill shutdowns last spring. And then corrugated cardboard is really expensive right now because of the real rise in e-commerce. Everybody's, you know, getting things shipped to their homes. That's increasing the call for cardboard.